when you did your appraisal?
As far as giving them a break for the pandemic?
Correct.
Well, I don't think you are able to do that.
When we looked at it, it was just less than what they had figured, so we didn't. We left it where it was at.
Okay.
And again, those are amounts they turned into us, cost value. So.
And our biggest concern is that we can. Every business had the same had, or almost every business had. Maybe grocery stores didn't, and Amazon. Most businesses had the same thing. In other words, we are kind of limited on what we can do on that arena.
And on a business cycle, there's good years and there's bad. They don't call us and ask us to raise it when they're having a really good year. And so this is kind of a slippery slope because, again, we're taking their numbers and their depreciation, what they're saying when they bought it, and putting it in the table. And so if we do it for one, we have to do it for everybody.
I disagree with that. These are the ones that are appealing before us. And COVID was not a matter of natural business cycle. It was catastrophic. We have companies that are not here anymore. It's 15%, and they were at 50% occupancy. So they're the ones that are before us. They're the ones that are requesting. I don't see an issue with having it done. 15% is reasonable to me. What's your thoughts?
The question is, are we going to apply that across the board to everybody?
I don't think we have to. I think that's, this is, but.
I mean, if it's one thing to the extent where we're doing an income approach on a hotel because it affected income and that affects value, but you're not doing an income approach here. This is just straight value of personal property. And that's not affected by the pandemic, the value of that property. So that's my concern. I don't think that we can do that. But that's if you think we can, I'm only one.
I understand.
Well, and the government's been addressing that. I mean, people got loans that could be forgiven, and
that has nothing to do with this.
Sir,
please don't bring up the PPP.
That
they didn't hurt as bad because they got PPP money.
Sir.
I guarantee you, I'm the chair. Hold, but the PPP money has nothing to do with whether they had a good year or a bad year. It was relief money, and so it should have no bearing on what we tax them from personal property or what we look at up here as a board.
Again, didn't the governor or the state give some of these companies back their sales tax this year, like theaters and movie theaters? They're going to get to keep their sales tax that they collect to go against this problem. So you're trying to change something in the system that goes along. They're also going to be looking at something like Whitewater, Silver Dollar City. They're going to be looking for that. They need to look to the bigger government, not to the assessor's office to change what's
I don't think we need to look to the bigger government, period. I just think people would rather have our local government not increase taxes on a year whenever we had, most businesses were at 50% occupancy at best and shut down for a third of the year. But
again, this was not an increase. If you noticed, the numbers that they gave us,
I understand it's
not
an increase.
Our office was lower.
They're asking for a 15% reduction because they had a very bad year, as most did. So it is within our purview to do it. I mean, I understand this is a little bit outside of what we've done. We typically don't have personal property stuff in here. You know, we've given COVID discounts to hotels and billboard companies. I don't see some of our city in here on anything else. I mean, I don't have an issue giving them a 15% reduction, and, you know, it's up to other people to appeal on their personal property or whatever their property taxes are. So, so to move forward, whether we move forward or don't move forward, I mean, I would make a motion that we reduce the, I'm going to go with the assessed value by 15% based off of their request.
I think we have to do appraise, don't we, Wes?
On this one here, assessed is fine because I don't have a calculator to do the
appraisal. Okay. I'm just going to make one comment. I do think, Jeff, this is different simply because we're just talking about the valuation of personal property, and that doesn't change because of the pandemic unless... I mean, I don't know how that changes. And I think on the other ones where we have given discounts, it was based on an income approach valuation to both their business and the billboard business, the property. I think that's the discount that we've given. Given all, I said all that, I have to abstain on this one.
Okay. That was a good opinion for an abstention, this FYI.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just...
I understand.
She had a call.
Yes, Jackie, go ahead.
I was just going to say, as far as I don't know who was talking about the value of the personal property. What we're essentially requesting is additional economic obsolescence, mm-hmm. which is outside forces affecting the market value of any property, be it real or personal. And these personal property assets were sitting idle for a good chunk of the year. So that's kind of the theory behind requesting economic obsolescence.
But have you guys already submitted depreciation figures for, I mean, I assume you do that every year, right?
Yes, absolutely. We ran through the regular depreciation schedules and reported to the assessor like we always do.
Sure.
And we were just requesting that some additional depreciation be applied for that economic obsolescence.
I'm certainly understand the request, and I'm not. We all know how the pandemic has hit everybody. My question is, I'm not sure we have power to do what you're asking, but I'm only one member of the.
So the property tax, the assessment went down over the prior year.
Well, it depreciates every year.
Yeah.
But in this year, the numbers they gave us, when we put it in our table the way they told us to, they picked the year of depreciation, the figures came out lower than what they figured for this year. So we're already lower, how much, Wesley, than what they had?
They had requested $1 million.
Well, that's appraised value. So we weren't talking apples to apples. It was a little. If 973 is what it is, it was a little bit higher than that. But normal depreciation is normal depreciation. It's not economic obsolescence. What they were requesting. Any rate, it is. I mean, we're up here to make a judgment. It makes sense, but I'm. You know, we have two voting members up here, and it's. I mean, it's whatever you want to do, Greg. So I understand that there are other arguments on this.
I feel like Motion Dave says this is a little bit different than real estate.
It's agreed.
Personal property.
Agreed.
And I just don't feel like I can vote on something that seems reasonable. They asked for a million, we assessed it for less than that. That's kind of where I would be. You know.
Okay. So we're at a...
If you made a motion, I don't think there's a second.
So there's not a second, dies for lack of a second.
But the good news is that there's value is gone because down more than
the other. So. Hey, the bad news is you don't get your reduction, but the good news is the government's taking less of your dollars than what you thought they were going to take. So it's your valuation is 973 versus 1,034,120. So at any rate, so with that being done, do you if we got two voting members and one abstaining, how do we move forward?
The motion fails and it's denied.
Okay. Well, Jackie, we appreciate you sending it in. We do appreciate the work that the company you represent does and wish them the best.
Thank you guys so much for your time.
All right. Have a good one. Bye-bye. All right, Gress Living. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
To that one. Since there is more than a commercial property, also, it's not only a one acre
property. It's different than a real property.
Okay.
I mean, that's my thought.
I hear you. I understand. I'm not.
I
hope we don't see personal property stuff.
That's mine.
This here is another personal property. It's Menards.
Wait, I'm sorry. Okay. So are we going to do Menards? Are they on the docket today or?
They was on the docket today for the lady that's on there was on the docket for today for Vera Bradley. She canceled Vera Bradley, but she did not cancel Menards.
Well, that sounds like.
I had messed up on that. So.
The personal property. This is personal property of Menards?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's going to be BOE number. 2021-558.
And this one, I can tell you, when I researched it,
that's it right there.
The majority of this account's assessed value stems from a expansion they had in 2016, where again they gave us the numbers of the cost of that expansion, and that's over 3/4 of what their assessed value is. So it stems from, they gave us a value of $77,020 in 16 for items purchased for that expansion.
Okay, and then you just plug it into a formula based on the number?
Yeah.
Okay, so what are they asking?
Looks like they're asking for...
294?
Yeah.
282.
And what do we have, or what does the county have it as?
39,350.
We're way less than what they're.
Okay, so.
You're way less than what they're requesting. Okay, I think there's another issue with reading it wrong, or not.
Appraised.
We're at 99,000, and they're requesting 294,000.
And any increase from prior year?
No, the only big increase they had was from 2016.
Well, I mean, as far as. We didn't increase it. It depreciated, so
yeah, it just kept
down.
Depreciating.
Yeah.
I still don't know where. What's the BOE? BOE is tomorrow, not today. Then
no, it's today. It's not on that sheet there. It's not. Won't be on here. On here.
Okay.
Because I missed it when I. When I put it in.
Okay. 558.
Yes. It's Leanne Watkins, and the number is 260.
Step out for a moment.
This is Audrey Kilgore. Please play your message.
Audrey, this is Jeff Reynolds with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We were calling